The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
I'm joined now by Siobhan and Martin Lynch, whose daughter Grace died earlier this year after being hit by a scrambler bike while crossing the road in Finglas. And Siobhan and Martin have since successfully campaigned for Grace's Law, which bans scramblers from all public places. And you're both with me today because of online threats you've been receiving. What's been happening?
In the last, I'd say over a month now, I have received threats of they will put me down, they will put me where my daughter is, they have slandered Grace, they have said they don't care if Grace got a smack of a scrambler, they don't care about the law. I've had other people tell me I would have my window smashed. I better stop now, or I'll know all about it. The list just goes on and on. We did save all those messages, and we did go to the guard with them. We were told some of them can be taken serious, some not.
Mm-hmm. And where are you getting the messages?
A couple of them have been on Finglas Talks. Some of them have been, which I've knocked off now, they're not on my friends list, but they were coming through like spam messages.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting them on TikTok, all of which I'd kind of come off of those platforms. I just used my own, and then up until a few weeks, I was still getting them kind of through my own messenger. So I'd knocked off the spam for that as well. So
the through
messages was kind of stopped now, but
mm-hmm. Facebook and TikTok mostly, was it?
Facebook and TikTok mostly, yeah.
And you've reported it all to the Gardaí, so they're investigating the ones that they feel that they can pursue, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
And this must be really frightening for you, first of all, but for the whole family.
It's ridiculous to think that, you know, even now, it is frightening, but at the same time, it's all a way of trying to intimidate. You know, I've had people tell me Grace was an absolute idiot. Did she not hear a scrambler? It's her own fault that she got killed. Why did she not just stay back? Why did she cross the road? How dare I stand up for my daughter? How dare I protect her name? How dare I advise and let everybody know what happened to Grace? As our mother, yeah, it is, because I also have another child here living in this house, and Martin lives here. And you know, we were told by the Gardaí that there is protection around us. You know, anything like that, like, we have to report straight away. You know, if we ever notice anyone around in the house or anything like that, that we would have that protection. But it shouldn't come to where my daughter had to die for me to get death threats.
And Martin, how do you feel about all of this?
Well, I'm obviously annoyed and agitated, but how do you put this? You can't argue with dumb, can you? There's no point in even arguing with these people, because you're not going to get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously had a bad upbringing, and there's no morals, because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Hacking a grieving mother, I don't know what you're getting out of it.
I know you're not online, so you weren't getting these threats. Obviously, they were all going.
No, I'm not on social media.
Mm-hmm. But they're all going to Siobhan. Did it make you want to encourage Siobhan to step back a bit from the campaign, or do you refuse to be cowed
that? Not the campaign. Maybe knock off social media for a little while, but you can't force somebody to do that either. But I mean, at the end of the day, Siobhan's not doing anything wrong.
Of course.
She has a goal and a mission to make people aware of what's going on and what should be happening, and where society's gone wrong, and some people just don't get it. They think it's a personal attack on them and they're going to do this, that and the other. But I don't know.
Are you worried, though, that someone might carry out some of these threats that they're talking about in these messages?
There's always a chance that somebody will follow through. The honest answer is I don't know. All we can do is, when they come in, hand them out to the guards. And hopefully hopefully they can get to the bottom of where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
It was responsible.
But I would say, Martin, that you're getting an awful lot of support as well, though, right?
Yeah, an awful lot of support, yeah, an awful lot of support. But, it's hard to make. Well, I'm not on this now, and I've no desire to go onto any social media at all. It's just not for me. It's hard watching someone receiving that tirade coming through.
Of course it is. When you're dealing with everything else as well, Martin, like that is just compounding the grief, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, it is. And I as Siobhan said it there about bully boy tactics, I think they're trying to draw Siobhan maybe into reacting a certain way, and then they'll point the finger at Siobhan and say this, that and the other about how Grace was brought up and what type of person she was, and they'll try and twist it, which is completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. That's what the angle is. That's my personal opinion.
And Siobhan, it doesn't sound as though you're going to stop campaigning when it comes to scrambler bikes. And I know that you want new rules brought in around electric bikes and scooters as well. This is not scaring you off, is it?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. As I said, nothing can hurt me as much as it is in my child. And to know that she died the way she died, she was failed by a system. You know, Grace's law is there, but it means absolutely nothing unless there's enforcement in this law, which is why I'm pushing for those enforcements, which is why I'm pushing for the Garda commissioners to speak to us, which is why I'm pushing to go back to speak to Dara O'Brien and Sean Canny in regards to, which we were promised that would happen down the line. We want stricter rules around e-scooters and e-bikes. You know, I'd like to say that Grace's law at some stage will become Grace's law, that there's more measures put into that law and that it's a very strict law. You know, I wouldn't like to see another parent go through what I've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to so many grieving parents over the last couple of weeks, and, you know, they kind of get the same treatment that when their child dies of a certain way, if they try to speak up, you know, they're silenced, they're told, you know, the same things I got, threats or... You know, and then a lot of times when that happens, then they do back down because they're fearful, they're afraid, and they kind of say, well, you know, God, I can't continue. What if this happens? What? But with me, I'm like, just bring it on. Bring it on, because nothing will stop me from carrying out what I set out to carry out, which is to get justice for my little girl.
Mm-hmm. And Martin said there that you're off social media now, and you were saying there yourself that you haven't had these messages for a while because you're not, they're not a bit, they can't send them to you now. Is that where you're
at? I'm still on Facebook. It's just that I've made, like, I was putting like Grace's story up on TikTok and other places, which I found look merged. They're getting out of hand now. So I did say to people that were following me, because I was getting a lot of followers on TikTok, a lot of followers, that, you know, I was going to do this on my own page, under my own name, and that I would be monitoring any messages that came in and out, and anything that came through my private message would be reported. But I took off spam messages, so anybody now that would be, say, on a friend of my Facebook, if the message comes true, like, I mean, one of them came through the other day from a woman who said, you know, like, you need to stop this now, before it gets worse for you. This particular woman had lost a child herself, and, you know, she was kind of telling me to shut my mouth, which I didn't. I just blocked her. I took her down. I searched the history. I realised she's got quite a few family members on there. So they were all took down. I'm very cautious of who I take as a friend and things like that. You know, and I have put up there a while ago that I will not be accepting any more friend requests.
Mm-hmm.
And that anybody I have now will be monitored on my social media. So any threats that come in now will be from somebody who is on my friend list.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think that the social media companies would bear some responsibility here as well,
yeah,
and protect you from these messages.
Yeah.
But it sounds like your only recourse is to take them to the guards when you get them.
It's just sad, because the likes of TikTok and the likes of Finglas Talks, people could go on there and use a different username, and they don't have to put a profile up. They use, you know, little like usernames, which they can be tracked. They can be IP tracked. I don't think anyone on TikTok or any social media platform should go on any of these sites without having a profile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a profile to see who these people are, because it's just an easy way to target people. It's an easy way to bully people. It shouldn't be allowed. All of these administrators for these sort of things, they should be looking into this.
Well, your message today is that you won't be bullied, yeah, and you won't be intimidated, and you are going to carry on with this campaign for Grace.
Yeah. They may not like what I have to say, but the truth hurts. Grace didn't die for no reason. I will not accept the death by anybody. And, you know, they can come for me all they want, but, you know, you're disrespecting a little girl in the meantime who didn't ask to die. And I'll never stop fighting for her. I will never, ever stop fighting for her.
All right, Siobhan and Martin, thank you both for joining us today. That's Siobhan and Martin Lynch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.